Very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, November 20th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about rising political tensions in Zimbabwe as the parliament moves to impeach President Robert Mugabe.
If you wish to join the show, phone us at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 15460 and 13860 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. We also want to welcome our Facebook Live viewers. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the worsening political temperatures or situation in Zimbabwe with President Robert Mugabe facing impeachment.
A defiant President Robert Mugabe refused to step down, ignoring the midday deadline today to resign and pave way for the impeachment as Zimbabweans remain stunned by the leader's actions. Mr. Mugabe addressed the nation on Sunday, hours after the ruling ZANU-PF party fired him as the leader. Officials said the leader, who held power for nearly four decades, was expected to resign, but Mr. Mugabe never formally stepped down. Instead, he mentioned the ZANU-PF Extraordinary Congress and said, quote, I will preside over its processes, which must not be prepossessed by any acts calculated to undermine it or compromise the outcomes in the eyes of the public.
But pressure is mounting on President Robert Mugabe to step down. Today, veterans of the Liberation War called for mass action in Harare tomorrow. And this is also coming at a time when Parliament is supposed to start impeachment proceedings. Mr. Mugabe is under house arrest at the moment at his Blue Roof residence in the leafy suburb of Borodale in Harare. Mr. Mugabe is also banking on the support of fellow regional leaders in the Southern African Development Community, a grouping which is meeting tomorrow in Angola, and they are going to have an extraordinary summit to discuss the Zimbabwe crisis.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. So, yes, I was to go to Mongamel Robert Mugabe. A Bokangaluti at Chium 7 Zizor, Kutasawenzanga. Uwamanje, Uwapans Webuto, you would look at the Nazani repetit in Tambo. In Nansu Kangola 40, Italy Parliament, the Umer Italoxasa, who was a lens of Konokota impeachment. So, Isagaro Sombuso, Elizwe, Siakumer to Wekonoko, Kusawake, Uti, Locupera, Tatila, and Lotto, Katara Iskate City, Locoe, Kulunya, Nababona, and Zomteto. Nansu Kangola 40, Uwamanje, umongameli usendaweni lokuthiwa iBlue Roof lapho kuse lapho umuzi wakhe khona eBorodale eHarare. So khona ngale ke kulalwa masotsha amkhangele kuzokuya njalo yena ucaba ukuthi Sadiq izamsekela. So singazi ukuthi Blessing kuhamba njani Sadiq njengoba ihlala kusasa eAngola.
Onguka hama wadiwa nasi tilauti tinge tichitarisa nema miru akaita zvinhu muZimbabwe. Umo mutungamiri wenyika va Robert Mugabe vari kunziwo ngavachisiye chigaro parizvino vari mumaoko emauto akakomberedza imba yavo ku Blue Roof ku Borodale uko panguva imwe chete yo nezuro bato ravo rezanu PF rakavota rikati aiwa vamugabe vachafanira kunge vachitungamira vakufanira kutorerwa chigaro ichochi nava Emmerson Mnangagwa avo vakadzinga basa semutevedzeri wavo nekuvadzinga zvakare mubato. Nhasi vamugabe vanga vanzi vakasasiya basa vanenge voendeswa kudare reparamende vachinopomerwa mhosva dzakasiyana siyana kana kuti iya inonzi impeachment pachirungu. Asi vamugabe vanga vanzi na12 zuva richirova panhongonya pavanenge vachifanira kunge vasiya basa asi havana kuita sekudaro zvichireva kuti panenge pakutangwa iyo nyaya yeimpeachment. But of course we also understand that the army has indicated that there is going to be statement that they will issue. And a few minutes ago the information minister Ambassador Simon Kayamoyo was saying that statement will be issued shortly. We'll wait for that. And Tungamili Nkomo is on that. If we have that statement, I think we'll get the details from him, Gibbs.
Now, I think we've got a statement from ZANU-PF. I just looked at the website. I think this could be actually something that matters. So, according to a letter signed by SK Moyo, it reads just in part, the party wishes to announce that Comrade Alhaji Mugabe has been formally notified of the decision this morning. As for that, the party has instructed the chief whip to proceed with impeachment processes against Alhaji Mugabe, as it has not received the anticipated confirmation of his resignation from the Speaker of Parliament. A caucus of the ZANU-PF parliamentarians is currently underway in pursuit of the resolutions by the special session of Central Committee to initiate impeachment processes. So, therefore, he says, the motion of proceedings is expected to be tabled before Parliament when it sits on Tuesday, 21 November 2017. I can notice that kind of signature. It appears if that's SK. Yeah.
Indeed. But I think that was before they agreed to move the motion to impeach President Robert Mugabe. Instructions have already been given to the chief whip, Lovemore Matuke, to do exactly that. I think we have our first guest, Mr. Mbofana. Mr. Mbofana? Hello, Mr. Mbofana?
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing great. That's Mr. Tafazgwa Mbofana, right?
Hello, how are you?
Yes, I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Tendai
Mbofana. Okay, okay. Sorry about that. Now, Mr. Mbofana, what is your take on the developments in Harare at the moment?
What I see is that they are being excited over something that is not supposed to be excited about. What I see is that we have a military junta that has taken over from another military junta. What we had in 2008 was that Mugabe lost an election by 74%. The military took over. They held a whole nation in captivity, but no one talked about that. That was a military coup. But today we are saying that there is a military coup because there are tanks in the street. But it's no different. The army is protecting the people that they have always been protecting. So I do not see anything that is different from what they did in 2008 and what they are doing today. So for people to go in Harare and celebrate and say Mugabe is going, for me, it's, I don't know how to describe it, but it's hilarious on the verge of being stupidity.
Mr. Mbofana, you are making
Although, Mr. Mbofana, we don't want to accuse anyone of, criminal activities when we don't have proof. Maybe we can use the word alleged.
Yeah, so in fact, maybe another point of correction, the 74% that you are talking about is not official. Something That is very speculative. That, you know, Mugabe lost by that kind of percentage. So I think we have to put things in the right perspective. So, but going forward, Mr. Mofana, what do you think is the end game here for the president?
I difficult to say his thing since for now. What I want the people of Zimbabwe, let us not support what is happening. Let us watch and the benefit ends. And let's see how this is going to pan out. As long as we set firm against
Mr. Mofana, if you may move a bit from where you are, because we can hardly hear you, the phone is breaking.
Okay.
Yes, you can go ahead. Mr. Mofana, I think we have to call you back. I think we have to call you because the line is getting worse. That there is Mr. Tendai Mbofana. We hope to get him back. But for those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the impending impeachment of President Robert Mugabe. And, of course, there is also talk that the army might actually release another statement focusing on the state of the nation. And for starters, there was what many say was a coup on Wednesday last week when the military took over. And at the moment, they are detaining President Robert Mugabe at his Blue Roof residence. But Mr. Mugabe has been spotted in public at some time. It sometimes gives first at the Zimbabwe Open University graduation ceremony. And yesterday, you know, when he issued that statement, many were anticipating that he will announce his resignation. Mr. Mugabe did not do so. And he was actually recalled by his party yesterday. But the statement that you are reading from the party spokesperson, Simon Kayamoi, Mr. Mugabe had not been served with those papers yesterday. So they did that today. So we don't know how he is going to react, but there was also this deadline for him to step down by noon today, which he did not do, therefore leading to this talk of impeachment tomorrow, Gibbs.
So we know that, Blessing, tomorrow, if the impeachment process has to start, it really starts with an investigation. Maybe people have to know exactly that. Because at the end of the day, it's a question of having a very long and tiresome process, which the president can also challenge, you know, because it's not just something that can happen overnight. So I think we are waiting to hear from Mr. Pulu or Mr. Machobana Ngobe. They actually said they're going to join us here. So those are constitutional lawyers that actually know exactly what is going on in Zimbabwe. But all what I know is that ZANU-PF needs the support of the opposition in order to complete this process. Without that, it will be stuck. I still remember yesterday, Mr. Chinamasa actually made a statement and said they don't need any assistance of anybody. So maybe they thought the president was going to leave on his own, which he didn't do, you know. And then what is also trending on social media is the securocrats when they're shuffling papers, you know. And people are saying, what were they doing? How many speeches were there? Some are even thinking that maybe the president actually dropped some of the papers and all those kind of things. So we're waiting to know exactly what was going on. But what we're finding out is maybe there was something to do with the papers somehow. You know, so let's see what exactly it was all about.
And of course, the other question is, where is Emmerson Mnangagwa? I think there have been reports that he's back in the country, but no one has spotted him ever since he was ousted by President Robert Mugabe. He promised to be back in the country in 2 weeks. We've only heard reports. Some say he was in South Africa. He's back. Is he not?
That's all right. And when I talked to one of the constitutional lawyers, you know what he said? He said Mr. Mnangagwa cannot even take that position because right now he's just a common person in Zimbabwe. He was removed from the post of vice president, so which means he has to be sworn in first, and he has to be sworn in by the president. And he was saying He doesn't see the president doing that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So he said that technicality on its own mm-hmm. is going to bring a lot of consternation mm-hmm. on the side of these guys pushing that agenda.
Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. of course, for the party, he can take over the reins.
Mm-hmm. But for that seat, no.
But for the seat, I think after the impeachment, mm-hmm. if yeah. it goes through, that's when he can replace Mr. Mnangagwa. Mm-hmm. But if Mr. Mugabe is not impeached, that's another crisis that Zimbabwe is facing. And mm-hmm. For those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7 Live Talk, and we are talking about the political crisis in Zimbabwe. And of course, the war veterans have called for mass action mm-hmm. in Harare tomorrow. They will be, of course, at the same time, the government will be... Parliament will be moving to impeach Mr. Mugabe. Mm-hmm. And so the situation remains very, very fluid. And with Mr. Mugabe remaining defiant, it becomes a problem. And mm-hmm. now I think we are being joined by Ntunga Milinkomo. Is mm. advertised. We have said that if we have anything coming from the military,
yeah.
Mr. Nkomo will be joining us. Mr. Nkomo, what's the latest?
Mm. Okay, blessing and Gibbs, thanks for having me on. So we mm. have breaking news from mm-hmm. The military, that's Army Commander mm. General Constantino Chiwenga.
Mm-hmm.
He just finished addressing a 2 minutes press conference. He didn't take any questions,
mm-hmm.
but the takeaway, the main points, he says that Mr. Mugabe
mm-hmm.
has spoken to Emmerson Mnangagwa,
mm-hmm.
and that Emmerson Mnangagwa will be coming back to Zimbabwe very soon.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, he says their operation, he calls it Operation Restore Legacy.
Mm-hmm.
He says it's continuing. And he says the military remains the people's force.
Mm-hmm.
And they are trying to, conclude their operation without collateral loss or, mm-hmm. Loss of life.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So that's the top and short of it.
Mm-hmm.
So he never entertained any question from anybody?
No, he says, I'm not taking any questions.
Mm-hmm. But by mm-hmm. saying that this operation is continuing, it means that they will continue to run the affairs of the country, right, essentially?
Indeed.
Mm-hmm. And how significant and Ntungamili is it that Mr. Mugabe has talked to Mr. Mnangagwa?
Very significant indeed, Blessing, because we saw yesterday the ZANU-PF Central Committee ousting Mugabe and replacing him
mm-hmm.
With Mnangagwa. This has always been about Mnangagwa, his expulsion from ZANU-PF by Mr. Mugabe and his so-called G40. Cabal in courts, if you will. So now that these warring leaders, these warring politicians, Mr. Mugabe and Mnangagwa, there is no love lost between the two. They were not on talking terms. Tensions have been really high between them, but now. Thanks to Chiwenga's so-called Operation Restore Legacy, mm-hmm. The military has intervened, and now Mr. Mugabe has made contact
mm-hmm.
With Mnangagwa. They have spoken, I'm assuming, over the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And when he says Mr. Mnangagwa will soon be back, that means he is outside the
yeah.
country, like we have been reporting that mm-hmm. Mr. Mnangagwa is in South Africa. So that's the breaking news coming from the military right now.
Mm-hmm.
So we can assume that maybe this discussion was about Mr. Mnangagwa coming back to take over from Mr. Mugabe, or maybe something to do with the negotiations. What do you think the contents were?
The Chiwenga's statement was very
vague.
No, it wasn't vague. It was straight to the point. 2 minutes press conference. He says they have agreed a roadmap with the president to, you know, engage the fired, you know, vice president and map a way forward. And it's now kind of interesting to see how the ZANU-PF lawmakers will proceed tomorrow with their planned impeachment and also now the cabinet meeting called by Mr. Mugabe tomorrow. Now we know Emmerson Mnangagwa and Mugabe have been talking, have talked. And now some people were saying ministers are not going to go to Mr. Mugabe's meeting tomorrow. But now the two leaders have spoken. We don't know whether Mr. Mnangagwa has told these ministers to indeed attend tomorrow's meeting or not. We wait to see.
Tombo taura nerurimi rwamai. Mtungamiri wanga uchitarisa zvanga zvichibuda pachivhitivhiti. General Chiwenga vataura vati kudi.
Vachiwenga vataura zvinhu zviviri zvakakosha blessing. Vataura ivo kuti vamunangagwa navamugave, vamugave vakavharirwa nemauto vataura navamunangagwa. Tiri kufungidzira kuti vataura parunerunhare. Uyezve vachiwenga vari kuti vamunangagwa vachange vachidzoka munyika munguva pfupi inotevera. Izvo zvichireva kuti vari panze kwenyika. I think kusouth Africa munoziva kuti tanga tichireporta all these days mazuva ese aya kuti vamunangagwa vari kusouth Africa. Saka hanzi navachiwenga vamunangagwa vari kudzoka kuZimbabwe mazuva mashoma anotevera. Uyezve vari kuti kubvutwa kweutongi nechisimba nemauto vari kuti vari kuiti operation restore order. Saka vari kuti ichaenderera mberi kusvikira zvinhu zvanyatsogadzikana munyika.
So mwazokanira baba Ntunga ubona zani bevekhuluma ngani?
Uchiwenga ukhulume into ezimbili ezibalulekileyo Gibbs. Uthi ubaba Mugabe lo Emmerson Mnangagwa yena oxotshwe kuZANU-PF kuma vika amathathu mhlawumbe amane edluleyo. Uthi ababili laba sebekhulumile njalo uthi uMnangagwa sekhangelelwe ukuphenduka elizweni kusikhatshana esilandelayo. Abalaleli ngiyathemba abazakhumbula ukuba nabe sihlezi sibatshela ukuthi ubaba uMnangagwa uphandle kwelizwe ukwele South Africa. Ubalekile ngemva kokuxotshwa ngumgabe kuZANU-PF njalo ubaleke ngoba bekule mbiko ethi ubezabotshwa. Ubaba uMugabe ubefuna ukumbopha emethesa amacala achiyeneyo. Ngakho kulandela ukuhluthunwa kwentambo zombuso libutho. Uchiwenga uthi uMugabe sekhulume ngocingo lobaba uMnangagwa. uMnangagwa sekhangelelweke ukuphenduka ekhaya. Kodwa okuqakathekileyo abantu asebezibuza khona ukuthi njengoba ababili laba inkunzi zombili ezilwisanayo sezikhulumile zivumeleneni njalo amalunga edalela eParliamente awezanu-PF lama ministers lawa ekade sexotshe uMugabe impeachment bekuthi iyaqhubeka edalela eParliamente kusasa. So umbuzo omkhulu ngothi bazaqhubekela phambili na ngemizamo yabo njengoba sebevele bakuqalisa okuyinto lokho.
Saka zivele zingakuthobela phela sokumele zi so the world
of course we have many who are watching this live broadcast on our Facebook pages Shona English and Ndebele. We have Ronica McPhee who says so tired of all these speculations, we want real news, things are happening on the ground in Zimbabwe. Then we have Albima Taruse who says Mugabe must go, Mnangagwa must go, ZANU-PF must go. And then we have Likani Muvamba, who says, Mr. Mbofana, I think it is important to focus on what is on the ground rather than history. You can share the same plate, but when you become the leader, you might have better thinking. Then we have Tembinkosi Chingwe, who says, call me. I will try to call you, Tembinkosi. We have Makueniwa Makotkok, who says, Will Mugabe be able to challenge the legality of this impeachment? Of course, lawyers are saying he can. Then we have Lorraine Tazwida, who says, I'm watching. Thank you, Lorraine. Hard life. Maweni, TK, please call me. Then we have Sisonge Ndlovu, who also says, call me. I would like to join the Live Talk program and give my view as a pastor as well as a Zimbabwean in the diaspora. Feeling the sting of Mr. Mugabe's overstay. Tendai Takawira says, where is Dr. Stop It? Ngambo Kandaka laptop. And then we have Tinashe Takawira, who says, call me. Likani Muvamba. So, oh, this is about Bob and Ngwena, not for Zimbabweans. And then, of course, Sheikh JB Opa says, things have fallen apart in ZANU-PF. And TK Kuosa also says, call me. Tututai Mativa Varida, Unjani Budizulu. It's a never ending story. And we have Otilia Matara, who is also saying, I'm watching. I will read some of these names, Gibbs, as we go.
Yeah, what is starting? I want to say, Kumani, Waman just Luba Bunkomo, Ukura Halke, Willa South Africa. Bunkomo Kujani?
Prejani.
Siapira Nkomo. So, Natu Guta, Kuzara, Uzara Kurmanje, Willa Zibapu. I'll post it over. Baba Nkomo ungani kumbu uwele mkotini uko nanji ya baba Nkomo uteye kusikulume kutwa wana siku magilifoni yaki so tatu wako kuna poke blessing.
Maybe let's go to Ntuga before we take another caller.
If I may, so I now have the full text of Chiwenga's statement. I'll read it. It's only two pages. Is very brief. He says, as your defense and security services, we are heartened by your display of composure, order and discipline during various marches which occurred at the weekend without any public violence. Meetings with His Excellency the President and Commander-in-Chief of the Zimbabwe Defense Forces, Comrade R.G. Mugabe, have gone on in an atmosphere of mutual respect, and several guarantees have been made. As your defense and security services, we remain seized with the operation codenamed Operation Restore Legacy. We are confident to take our beloved country out of its present circumstances and set it on the desired development trajectory. Following the address to the nation by His Excellency the President of the Republic of Zimbabwe and Commander-in-Chief of the Zimbabwe Defense Forces last night, we have made further consultations with the President to agree on a roadmap on the prevailing situation in the country. And the statement continues. The Zimbabwe Defense and Security Services are encouraged by new developments, which include contact between the President and the former Vice President, Comrade E.D. Mnangagwa, who is expected in the country shortly. Therefore, the nation will be advised on the outcome of talks between the two. In the meantime, His Excellency and Commander-in-Chief of the Zimbabwe Defense Forces, R.G. Mugabe, has started processes towards a definitive solution and roadmap to the country. As this happens, as the Zimbabwe Defense and Security Forces, urge Zimbabweans to remain calm and patient, fully observing and respecting the laws of the country for the sustenance of their precious peace, we should never lose. And the last paragraph. The Zimbabwe Defense and Security Services further urge other political players, including members of the ruling ZANU-PF, the veterans of the liberation struggle, opposition groups, students, and the generality of our people to refrain from any actions or activities that would threaten the peace, life, and property. Students at the country's various institutions are encouraged to calm and to proceed with their educational programs as scheduled. They need to remember that one day of education lost is difficult to recover. Once again, as the Zimbabwe Defense and Security Services, we pay particular tribute to all Zimbabweans for regard and support shown to us during the execution of Operation Restore Order. We remain a people's force and security services, which is why uppermost on our mind is the conclusion of this whole operation with the minimum inconvenience and certainly without any collateral loss of life, injury, or destruction to property. Your defense and security services will keep you informed of any new developments as they occur. And that's the end of the statement from General Constantino Chiwenga.
Interesting. We have Mkoma Donald on the line. Magadi Mkoma Donald. Aiwa, isi mutina hati zedu Mkoma Donald. Muri kuona sei mamiriro aita zvino munyika.
Zvazoda kunaka zvino apa. Handizvi kuti vamugabe vakanyatso kupana here chazviya.
Mkoma Donald, tine tisingadi kunyomba. Ngatingotaurei chete.
Orayiti ndotenda nokuudzwa kwamaita. Asi kuti ndiona sekuti zvavari kuita hazvina tsarukano nokuti munhu ava kunyatso kuona nokuti pakutanga zvazanda munzeve vashita sekuti munhu vairamba kuteerera havo zvana nokuti kubva kumaelections kubva kuma2002 paya pavairiga vachikwirigwa navatangirai vaita sekuti havazvioni kuti havadiwi navanhu asi ne vachitemba mauniform deformities mapurisa masoja vaishandisa panguva iyoyo asi nenyaya yekuti nguva chaiyo inoenzanisa ipo zvino tasvika pakuzoti nevaivai vatidyira zvavava kuvaramba sa sajudhasi uramba jesu papayana sapeter uramba futi jesu paya
asi imi munoona here Mkoma Donald vamugabe vachiti ndaakusiya chigaro
kusiya vakutoramba ka ndioni vachitozoti vanosiya kuzvekuti pashandiswa forces zvakafa kana vakakabhira kuti arasi ndo zvinotodiwa muzimbabwe nokuti zvavakaita kamasoja izvo kuti vandata sekutaura navo ine wei yakanaka zvaa zvakanaka chose asi kuti ivo kana vachirizida zvava kuita zvikai votoda kungoshanda force ende confusion yavadazamauta kuti patarise mutemo ka handioni zvinyanya kubatsira mazimbabwe ndiyozvo nokuti vamugabe pavanotonga posta havashandisi mutemo vanoshandisa vanoita opposite hanimunza vanopikisana nomutemo saka ndazvionakuti confusion inotevedzegwe chiye apa pada fosi kuti vamugabe vabvisiye vakundizigwe ndozvinodiwa nokuti kana mukadatezve constitution ka ivo vari kukutanisa musoro nokuti hee motoedzaa constitution kuti ke vamugabe vanozobviswa neparliament impeachment hazvishandi asi muri kuona vari kuramba iko zvino vakadzingwa mupati mavo asi vari kuti ndini ndiapresenta pa congress saka wadzingwa pano pavadzingwa kana kuti watengesa zvakafana nembudzi nemunhu anokirema musoro wembudzi yakatengesa kune umwe musha yotourava mbudzi yavo kuti musoro ndewangu hazvishandi sinzotona vamugabe handisi kuona mugoma tatafara chose tichiti hazvizanaka kumusha hazvimbotori maminiti kuti zvinhu zvake kana devanga vangobva asi kuti zvavari kuzama nharo dzavari kuita nekusadharara kwavari kuita uku handizivi kunorevei ini kana vachinzi vataura navamunangagwa vanotaura navamunangagwa chitodakwa vaza vataura navamunangagwa zvataura kuti kudii ivo vakavazinga vataura nava kuti kudii toda kumahwa mashoko iwavo
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru Mkoma Donald
orait maita basa mukoma totenda nenhau dzamuri kutipa mazuva ano hatiri kudzierera chaizvo mafeni
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru aiwa tichifarawo kuti muri kuteerera patinenge tichitepfenyura
tatenda mukoma blessing
tinotenda zvikuru I know Gibbs, you are interested in hearing what the court issue. He's saying that you know some of the things that are happening. If you sell your goat, you don't follow. You know, whoever has bought the goat to say, I want the head is mine. Whatever happens to the head, that's up to the person who has bought the goat. So you can't be...
It can do anything.
Exactly.
And you know what the late John Makumbe would say?
Yeah.
He would say, kutungana kwembudzi.
Yeah.
Or mahumbwe.
Yeah.
And, may his soul rest in peace.
Very... Interesting figure I did. Gibbs.
Yeah, so there are so many people that are actually following us right now, Blessing, on social media. We've got Tatenda, who says, after all the hype, Zimbabweans will be disappointed to know that this has nothing to do with the suffering masses, but power fights between Mr. Mugabe and Mr. Emmerson Mnangagwa. Sad, sad, sad. Then James Matema says, ZANU-PF must go. They were cheering the old man all along while he was devastating the country. So Lacoste is gaining momentum while people are just folding their arms, bringing another person that is going to destroy the country. Of course, those are allegations. And then Tony Penny says, if there is restore order, Mr. Mugabe and his seniors, including the army, should all go. We are tired. And then Tendai Zinyama says, Chiwenga's statement sort of puts a damper on prospects of impeachment because he says Mr. Mugabe and Mr. Mnangagwa will talk very soon. So according to Tendai Zinyama there, says, oh yeah, they're in a fix, right? And then Leonard Luke says, if there is no government of national unity, MDC needs to put their demands on the table and should not be threatened or persuaded to vote for his ZANU-PF agenda. Chinamasa said there is no chance for a unit government. So why please and why please them and help one side? No, that we cannot have. Then was aware for Amhloza Moyo. Uti yeah, Lapa Civis Commitment so Kulala Ngati, Kulala Itoro. Do you know Toro? It's a certain game, can you play it?
Oh yes.
Yeah, you have to play with stones and you know you win. So I think I lost as many. It's like I may not count, you know. You know. Then who's aware that Lobaba Utino says, we welcome the change, but ZANU-PF needs some kind of true baptism, so that there is some kind of free vote, and you know we are tired of these people. Then Mnyalazi lastly says, oh people, let's be honest here, things are happening.
Then we also have Nkomo, Mr. Nkomo.
Oh yes, Nzoto Baba Nkomo sepen gira bakuman. Baba Nkomo, uchona njani? Yes, well, let's disclaim. I'm going to come and lose it. Come and so I'm not going to.
Bese mbonga i-army Zimbabwe lochiwenga ngendlela abavumele i-demonstration yenza ngakhona kuhle nicely ngabe yiba abaphethilizwe bethathela amapholisa la atha abantu kube yiba abangena lapho ngoba babonisile ukuthi baprofessional ma kuthiwa kuyademonstrata abantu abatshaywa abanziwa lutho siyambonga uchiwenga sibonge lo Kristu umthangwa ngale ngoku-organize abanye bakamazandla lamazipra bese ngisiba lo mbuzo omkhulu othi wona izanu ibulela abantu ngegugurawundu yabulala abantu laphana nge-re-election liyana eyayenziwayo yadilisa izindlu zabantu kambe izigebenga zonke zenzana eziningi sezicotshiwe ma ziphuma ziyagcinwa ngubani siyabona ezinye ziya-askothwa lakhona kwesabekayo ukuthi kathi kugadeni kulani phakathi kwesabisayo if umuntu wakhona ephuma uyagcinwa ngubani kusasa. Bese mvonga futhi laba bezanu laba bathi hayi linaphuma nini seliyehlulekile ake kungene abanye abantu abatsha u-Emmerson singamgeji asimekelenini uzosebenza from experience konke ukungcwa lokhu okusemuva abakwenzile from 1980 sizofika namhlanje asimekeleni sibone ukuthi yena uzayenza njani.
So kodwa ukukhulumisana kwamongameli Robert Mugabe kanye lo mnumzana uMnangagwa ubonani kuyanceda yini abantu bezimbabwe?
Abantu bezimbabwe abazi ipolitics kakhulu abacabanga ukuthi u-Emmerson uxotshwe njani ethukwa kuma-rali simbhekile kuma-TV bayesaba ukuthi ngavelethi ntshuku engene over khonokho nade bekwenza emuva kusiyali kungabackfire kibo mayengathatha over singathi kule budlelwane bafuna kuyancenga bemtshela ukuthi hayi mawuthatha over besicela usiphathe so usiphathe so usiphathe so siyabona barithi nenyankwana balezimali inkalakahla kati bona kupayroll bebeufola malini abanye abantu benikezwa ama-$20 emabhenki belala 2 days yaleli $20 bomfica bala amaplazi 13 abanye 80 kodwa kwakuthi amaplazi sithathi 1 into eright yini yona leyo
hayi enkomo siyakubonga kakhulu baba. Yeah, that is Mr. Nkomo. He's in Johannesburg, so he's very happy that you know the military took some decisive action to actually try to bring order in Zimbabwe. So he really is really thankful to the war veterans as well, especially Chris Mtsangwa and the war vets leaders. So he says, you know, the problem is that ZANU-PF has a lot of things to hide. So maybe people should think about the Kukuraondi issues and the re-election, in presidential re-election 2008 when some people were killed. So he says there's a lot that is you know, is not addressed, and maybe he needs all those things to actually happen. So then he also mentioned the issue of people that are being detained. He says when they come out of their detention, what are they going to do? Who's going to take care of them?
That's because another problem, I think.
Yeah, it's a big problem, really.
These are like abductions.
Yeah.
Because that's the responsibility of the police. The military has no business arresting anybody, you know.
That's
right.
Because
you go to court within 48 hours,
yeah,
as per the constitution. I guess they've suspended the constitution of Zimbabwe, though they are saying it's not a military coup.
Military coup like or not, I think what is pertaining right now is a situation where some people believe that they've actually initiated a coup. But this doesn't look like a true coup in the sense. But in any way, they've taken over all state institutions. So meaning that they are in charge.
Okay.
That's a coup, literally.
Okay, can I offer my take? This is a coup by any other name. You know? A coup by any other name remains a coup. This is a coup which, unfortunately, is not intended to benefit the nation. This is the military that intervened in this case because its preferred candidate, who is Emmerson Mnangagwa, had been expelled from the party. And going back to one of the comments by our listeners who said, the people of Zimbabwe were taken for a ride. I don't believe so. Many people knew exactly what was happening. This was always an internal ZANU-PF squabble. But the people saw an opportunity. They were saying, you know what? The ZANU-PF house is on fire. The military has besieged Mugabe, our number one enemy. Now, our number one enemy also now appears to be the military's number one enemy. So they were like, you know what? We are in. We are diving in. That's why they joined the march on Saturday. But they really knew, the people knew what was going on. And I now sense a lot of, you know, reluctance from the people. Going forward, if the talks between Mnangagwa and Mugabe deadlocked, and the only option that the Mnangagwa camp remained with was to proceed with impeachment, I think it will be difficult for them to convince the people that took to the streets on Saturday to go back to join them and march to Mr. Mugabe's house. Either way, this was always a ZANU-PF project, which, you know, people thought they would also benefit because, I mean, let's face it, abantu abaningi abasamfuni uMgabe khona phakathi kuZANU-PF ku-opposition bathi sesidiniwe. Ngakho bebebone ithuba lokuthi njengoba uhulumende wakhe sekuyenquliwe, isebe lakho la iZimbabwe ibingathola ithuba lokuthi iqhubekele phambili. This had inspired hope in the people, but as things stand, everyone is now like, you know what, let them deal with their own issues.
I think Mr. Mbofana is back. Mr. Mbofana? Mr. Mbofana?
Hello.
Yes, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you.
I think you heard what we were talking about, the statement by General Chiwenga.
Yes, I
can. What's your take on that? Mr. Mbofana?
What I can only say is that we hope that the army means what they are saying. For now, I cannot condemn the army. I don't know what their intentions are. I will hold them in good faith. But what I would say in the name of democracy is that we hold an election. I would not hold Kuti Vana Sangirai, Vana Jawengwa, Niwamuese, and they would actually join a transitional government that they know nothing about. What are their aims? What is Bakupi? What are we doing? And so forth. So, in this meeting, and single day, I was suggesting that we can have a what we are going to do is to work on Zimbabwe. Now, we support them. Mm-hmm. But, Vanaja Ringo in opposition, the opposition has to remain as an opposition. It does not have to join any government. They have to stand as an opposition. They oppose because this is a ZANU PF thing. We cannot run away from the fact that this is a ZANU PF thing. This is not a removal of a system. This is a removal of one person. So one person does not make a system. Kabita Smith does not mean Kabita Bisa Rhodesia. Kabita Smith Rhodesia. So let's remove Rhodesia. That's all I can say for now.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mbofana Gibbs.
Now, for callers and people that are viewing this show on Facebook, what Giuseppe Amachona Dube, who writes, politics, politics, and politics. You know those funny faces that are posted at times and then put those funny faces. And then Tongozani Manjoro says, I'm watching you from Botswana. And then we've got Giva again, who says, because of President Mugabe's frailty, he was abused and taken advantage of by some people in ZANU-PF and the First Lady, Grace Mugabe. And then Chris Nube says, there was never any intent for a removal of the president by the army. People must carefully look and listen. The army general speeches. I know people who want Mugabe out, including myself, but let's be wise about the whole thing. So there, you know. And then we've got Sakile Lene Umatube. What is ZANU PF ayiphume kungene abanye. Kube kungene izaphu, kube kungene MTCT. Nase siphela ke phela kube lenguquko. Then umahluleli moyo laye uthi I'm giving up. Nothing is coming out here. And then kuzobuya futhi ugive abese pendule ethi hey abantu laba bayizihwaba abantu. Abesifaka, you know, people laughing. You know, that kind of thing. I guess we've got a caller.
Tina Mkoma William, Aru, South Africa. Makadi Mkoma William.
Tiripo Magabio.
Aywa, Tiripo Mkoma William. Tipe ufungwa zenye.
Ya Tiripo Mkoma, Tivarima Wawari Kutanda Me. Javari Kuita Jajaja, Tika Omi, Tati Seja, Maseja, Tindira, Tani Kwa Sala Kuenda. I think it seems like we are now going around from number one.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma William nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. That's William there in South Africa. He's saying that, you know, one of the things that dishearten him is the fact that there are many skilled Zimbabweans that are in the diaspora that are benefiting the country, but other countries. And he says he hopes that one day things will change and then he'll be able to go home.
Yes, lo baba ke uNdebele kula ngale ke Country Park eKhalanyoni kobulawayo. Baba Ndebele linjani?
Sawona dude.
Tiye linjani Dr. Dan?
Hayi ngiyaphila mfana munjani wena?
Impilo kakhulu ye, nathi utabo bonguthi gaga asilushaye kuzwele ba.
Ya ugaga wakho lo ngiyowenza ngicela ngikhaya le studio
sendo. Ngicela uyelule mbijana, ngiyakunika 2 minutes.
All right, hayi mina ngifuna 30 minutes. Anyway, asambe mina wami.
Yeah, Job.
Yebo, ngicela ukuthi ngabe kuyavuma Dube.
Mm.
Into le enzwe ngochibengwa le. Abantu ngezinkulumo zabo leziningi bangayithengisi, bangaqeda amandla. Ibibuye kuhle sibili, mina ngikuthabeleyo ngento naleyi, ukuthi babambe amapolisi ukuthi angangeni ezitaradini ehlupha abantu.
Mm-hmm.
Abantu bakhupha kusezinhliziyweni zabo, ngoba into enginanzele kakhulu abenza ukuthi abantu bathande i-army leyi, yikuthi i-army amapolisa yiwade sehlukumeza abantu kakhulu, eterrorize abantu eZimbabwe khona. Beterrorize abantu ngebizo lokuthi ngabantu bakamdala. So nxa umuntu angazama ukuphakamisa umlomo athi uyakhuluma, bahle bamcreatele icala khona aphahla e-court ayigcina ku-gray. So abantu besabe ukukhuluma into abazifunayo, i-freedom of speech bengasekho, amapolisa abesephenduka bayizitha zabantu. Ye, ngaleyo ndlela into leyenziwe yi-army ukuthi abantu ba-demonstrate free, yikho kwenza iZimbabwe yonke yakhuphi yasukuma. Now, njengoba iZimbabwe sisukumile yakhuluma ngale ndlela, isikhangele ukuthi izikhala zi-adresse ngendlela abakhangele ngayo. Ngaso ukukhuluma ukuthi yeso kukhulunywa uzibani lozibani, abantu sebethi ba-disappointed. Kusasa lizaswela abantu abazangena ezitaladini ngoba bayabona ukuthi lidlala ngabo. Into esebeyikhulumile khona lesiyadlala ematafuleni, kuhlalelwana ematafuleni, nanti bekukhulunywa ngokuthi sifuna ukwenza so. Akwenziwe phela khona lokhu, kanti sokukhulunywani. Ikhumbule ukuthi uthandela uthi ebuya evula iphathi yakhe, wabuya emathebeleland lapha azi khona ukuthi umgabo uyazondwa. Wageni memontabo, wageni abantu kakhulu ngoba amaNdebele wonke vele ngamfuna umgazi. Uthi esesemashonaland ngale esevela ngapha esebempande, uthi esethethe umbuso ngendlela ye-unit government leyana, uthandela wadampa amaNdebele. Lanamhla amaNdebele ngamfuna uTsvangirai. Ngeke amaNdebele asukuma athi arala ngibhiyandi uTsvangirai ngaphandle kwalaba abadla khona ngale, but amaNdebele 99% abamfuni ngoba wabatshengisa ukuthi lashiwo wakibo. Abantu sebekhulumbile kathesi sokuhlala amatafuni ukuthi okuyakhulunywa, abantu sebe-disappointed. Sose abantu ngabaphumi bayezitaladini futhi sebethengisa into eyenziwe ngochibengwa lo. Ube zamile umfana lo, kodwa ke abantu they are letting him down now.
Hayi,
ngaleyo ndlela kaphela nini ukuthi konoke nikwenza okusokusenzakala lokhu ayisikho okukhangelelwe ngabantu. Abantu bafuna into abayikhulumileyo ukuthi kayenzakale, ngoba abantu bayakwazi ukuthi amapolisa angavela kuye back, iZimbabwe coming back, isisethuneni kathesi. Lala bona abantu okuthiwa sebebaleke elizweni, sangavele abantu bayahlala bayakhulumisana. Abuyele umdala endaweni yakhe laphana. Boya laba kade o-general laba nabanye bonke bona laba abathiwe ngabakho baye emathuneni bonke uyabaqeda umdala bonke.
Hhayi, utshayele eNdebele ba. Ye, umdala eNdebele lapha is saying that you know, people are disappointed about what is going on, but they might be happy about one thing. That the police are not patrolling the streets or maybe manning roadblocks. And actually people can going onto the streets and protest, you know, freely. So he says that's a big plus for what the Chiwengas have actually done. And he further went on to say that people now believe that maybe this is a big game, like, you know, their minds are being tossed around deliberately by, you know, people who are doing all this. So he says next time, if things don't go the way they want, next time they won't participate in national protests and all those kind of things. What they want is what they said in terms of protesting for Mr. Mugabe perhaps to step down. So he says, you know, Mr. Tsvangirai once did that when he was coming to power, and actually loved the area called Matabeleland, mm-hmm. and people actually embraced him. But after he was elected and, mm-hmm. you know, all those kind of things, he forgot to go back there to say, I'm appointing more people from that region. Mm-hmm. So he says now people don't even trust him and all those kind of things. Mm-hmm. So he says it stems from this kind of action that is going on right now.
Mm-hmm. Coming back to you, Ntungamili Nkomo, we expect SADC will tackle this Zimbabwe issue. There is an extraordinary summit in Angola. What should we expect from that meeting? Of course, President Zuma is the chairperson of SADC at the moment.
So the meeting is scheduled for tomorrow in Angola, but I don't think we should expect much, really. We shouldn't read much into it because, point number one, Mr. Mugabe addressed the nation yesterday and said in explicit terms that there was no coup in Zimbabwe. He was not under siege. He was not, you know, in any harm's way. He was not under threat. His the constitutional order had not been threatened by the military intervention.
Mr. Nkomo, won't we have to engage FBI behavior experts? Was Mr. Mugabe not captured?
Of course, he spoke, like
generals behind him.
he spoke like a captive, and that's why really many people were not convinced by his statement. Bottom line is there is a coup in Zimbabwe, so we shouldn't expect much, especially after Mr. Mugabe said yesterday that there was no coup, and this development today from the military. This is a major, major development blessing. We now know Mr. Mugabe and his nemesis, Emmerson Mnangagwa, are in talking terms. They've made contact, and Mr. Mnangagwa is set to return to Zimbabwe in the coming days. And they're talking about the roadmap. In my view, that roadmap includes the reinstatement of Mnangagwa. So what we are likely to see, and I'm saying this not as a reporter who has hard facts, but as a reporter who's been covering politics and who's very smart, by the way.
Allegedly. Remember, a certain governor we expected was will not mention them.
So what we're likely to see happen is there will definitely be divisions within the Mnangagwa camp in the military on the way forward. And the issue of impeachment might not proceed thanks to this intervention, the contact now between Mnangagwa and Mugabe. And also, on the issue of economic revival, well, they will come together, they will, band together, reform their ZANU-PF, but on their own, as ZANU-PF, I don't see how they can manage to revive the economy. And one more thing, I don't think Mugabe will still be the ZANU-PF candidate in the next election next year. I think they're dropping him off at the Congress in December. And for now, some people might think Mugabe has outfoxed these people. He's the winner because he remains in power. No, Mr. Mugabe is the loser because he's been humbled to the point of reinstating Mnangagwa, and he will not be representing ZANU-PF next year.
Though negotiations are still underway. Yes. Let's go to Mr. Namo Goronga. Magadimko Namo.
Tinofara magadivo.
Aiwa, tiripo nguwa edu ndoe ya famba. Ingoti gaga, ati nzuwe.
Tarifiro edu ya tota tereri. Wano kuti, yangwe tika tarifa mwishia unonzo. Waka mirira kubifuwa chikwambo. Azi, azushiki paka deru.
Semu chidaru.
Chingoti edu, iwo vada zano hawa uoti, chino che zano tuyefu chirikuta uriyanu waichi. Ine vano danire uumwe. Nekutika na ukadana uumwe ukabete wabasa basara kore kafamba. Unafana kupa wanu mrandu. Saka iwo ngabasada kushandisa vamwe iwo kana chingoti ndechavo chezvano ise kuti tinokwasa ngo tinongomirira sarudzo sezvo gore rinova kwacho kuine sarudzo.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukomanhamo goronga mama maita mutereri rudo kupedzisira nhasi. Thank you so much. We want to thank all our viewers, our callers, our listeners, those who sent messages on Facebook and WhatsApp. And of course, we had Mr. Tendai Mbofana, a human rights activist, and also our in-studio guest, Ntungamili Nkomo. Thank you so much, and Ntungamili, thanks to our engineers and producer. Signing off, this is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm keep saying good night.